Advanced Studio Classroom is on the air. Being a famous, even rich, successful athlete, well, it may come at a cost. Hello, listeners. Welcome to Advanced Studio Classroom. This is Bill Quinn, and today is June 24th, 2013. And we have a sports article today and tomorrow, and you can find it on pages 38 and 39 in your Advanced magazine. It's a sports article, but actually we're also taking a look at a medical issue that is involved with sports, and that is the issue of concussions, head injuries. It's become very serious as far as the research is being put into it now because people are finally understanding how important it is to understand concussions and the effects it can have on athletes, not just during their career, during the season, but long term, later in life, and it can be debilitating in many cases. So we'll find out about that as we get through the article. So first off, let me introduce the panelists here joining me for this article. First off to my left, Naomi Beeshabel.
Hi, Bill. I do think that this article is a very important one, whether you play any kind of games like this, whether you're involved with this kind of sports or not. Because when it comes to the different activities that we try and that we enjoy, we don't often think about safety. We just think about having fun.
Yeah, we've actually talked about the, you know, as far as health and well-being in some recent advanced articles, and one of the terms that keeps popping up is high-risk behavior.
Right.
And particularly with young men, starting in teenage years up through mid-20s and 30s, not only men, but that involves taking chances with our body. We think that we are just these, like, flexible things that we can
right.
do anything to.
Well, and I don't think most of us really realize how much we put ourselves in danger sometimes. I'm not saying this to try to be scary. You know, I'm not saying we should be afraid to try things, but it's good to be aware. I mean, mm-hmm. one of the places where I notice it is when I buy travel insurance. I check the activities that my travel insurance will mm-hmm. cover me for in case of some sort of injury or something. And a lot of the things that I like to do are not on the list. Okay. You know, they'll say, oh, this will not cover scuba diving. This will not cover, you know, whatever, parasailing or something.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So it's interesting. When you look at it in those terms, you think, oh, huh, maybe I do need to be a little careful when I plan my fun activities.
Yeah. And there are a lot of activities we have that are high risk we don't think about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Much more than we realize.
Mm-hmm.
So Campbell Chung is also here. Hi, Campbell.
Hi, Bill. It's great to be here.
Great to have you here. Do you participate in any high-risk activities now or maybe in the past?
Well, I'm not very much of a sports fanatic. I don't play a lot of sports. And whenever I read articles like this, I am reminded of why I do not play sports. but, I mean, I am adventurous, and I do like to do different things that may seem crazy. You know, I like to go zip lining or, you know, maybe one day I'd like to go skydiving. That might be fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a great reminder as you're reading this article that it's not just about sports. You know, I think it's always important to keep safety in mind no matter what you're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's a great reminder for our listeners, Campbell, because there are things that we do on a daily basis that we don't really think about as far as being dangerous, like maybe Travis Pastrana in his X Games exploits. But yeah, I don't think about that when I'm riding my bicycle around Taipei, but it's important that I do have a helmet on.
I was just going to say I'm not very diligent about that.
Oh.
Wearing a helmet while riding a bicycle.
Mm. And you have so much to protect up there.
Oh.
That brilliant brain.
Ayo.
So true.
That was, Naomi, that was the past. From now on, Go with the helmet.
Well, I will say that I try to be very careful about where I ride, keeping very aware of what's going on around me, trying to be safe, not to go too fast or to race the light or anything like that. So, you know, I mean, it isn't just about wearing a helmet or not. To be fair, I mean, it is wise to wear a helmet. I know that. But if you're only wearing a helmet and taking all kinds of chances, that's not great either.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we do talk about helmets throughout this article, and but that's just one aspect of having protecting yourself, whether you are an X Games athlete or if you're just like all of us, just doing normal activities. So it pays to be wise with your body and your activities. So let's get into our reading. Turn to page 38, and our first reading will be that left column.
It's not all fun and games. X Games athletes could learn a thing or two about safety from contact sports. Action sports superstar Travis Pastrana tells a story about his uncle, Alan Pastrana, who suffered a major concussion near the end of his two-year tenure as a quarterback for the Denver Broncos in the late 1960s. He was 26 when his NFL career ended. He went from a very tough, tough guy to super emotional, super sensitive, the most huggy man you'd ever see, Travis says. Travis Pastrana doesn't just know about concussions because of his uncle. Travis estimates that he's suffered more than 50 concussions in his own action sports career. I've had concussions literally on a weekly basis, he says, and I'm still as normal as possible. Still, Travis, who began riding motocross at 4 years old and is now 28, has had to overcome numerous concussion-related effects. Memory lapses, vision loss, weeks of nausea, and months of fatigue.
It's not all fun and games. That's kind of a funny title, isn't it?
Well, there's an expression in English. Mm-hmm. It's all fun and games till someone loses an eye.
Yeah.
My mother used to say that to me. We'd be playing with something that was maybe not very safe or doing something silly or climbing trees or whatever. And we'd say, oh, you know, it's fine, Mom. Don't yell at us. Well, it's all fun and games till someone loses an eye.
Yeah, that's always that's always the loses the eye. Don't running with scissors.
Yeah, exactly.
So, don't be doing that. So, all right, what does our deck say, Campbell?
Well, it says X Games athletes could learn a thing or two about safety from contact sports. Now, when we talk about X Games, we're talking about the official Olympics of extreme sports, and it's sponsored by ESPN, and it's held annually during the summer. Extreme sports are just sports where people do crazy things with bicycles and skateboards and rollerblades, just where they do crazy stunts on these various equipment.
It seems very popular here in Asia. Of course, it's popular in America. But I did notice I can find it on several channels on television here. People love watching these guys do this stuff.
Well, it is really fun to watch. And it's extremely challenging. It's something that's a little bit different from the same old that we've been watching for decades. And so it is something exciting and new. And so I think that's why when we are watching X Games on TV, we think it is all fun and games.
Right. But it actually is very dangerous. Yes, these guys and gals do perform some amazing things. But along the way, there's a lot of accidents that get to that point. Just even practicing, it takes them years to get to that point. You can imagine how many wrecks that they have and accidents they have just in practice.
For sure. Yeah, I'm always thinking whenever I see these people, like, wow, how did they learn? How did they learn how to do that? I mean, and how many falls did they have? And how do you not get hurt when you're learning?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know an extreme skier, and they had a trampoline set up and all sorts of wooden contraptions where this guy could do all of this stuff, and it involved a lot of mistakes along the way. So, well, speaking of extreme sports, we meet one of the superstars in this field.
That's right. Now, it's an intriguing lead-in, by the way. We go from X Games to contact sports, and a contact sport is something like football. or maybe hockey, where they're on the ground and they're running into each other a lot and they're kind of beating each other up in the game. Well, we're seeing that there is a parallel here, and actually there's a parallel even within this certain family. We meet Travis Pastrana, but he's also talking about his uncle. Now, Travis is an action sports superstar, so in other words, X Games, but his uncle was in football.
Yeah, so his uncle, Alan Pastrana, he was a quarterback in the National Football League, but during his career, a brief career, it says he suffered what, Campbell?
He suffered a major concussion near the end of his two-year tenure as a quarterback. A concussion is basically a brain injury. It's temporary damage to the brain caused by a fall on the head. And, you know, children sometimes have concussions when they fall off their bike or they're just running and they fall and run into something. Or, you know, sometimes it's, you know, people are okay after a concussion, but many times it can cause some long-lasting damage.
Mm-hmm. Quite frequent in the NFL, the National Football League of American Football, because these guys are wearing helmets and they are like fearless out on the field.
Right.
And they're actually using the helmets as a weapon in some cases.
It's always bizarre to me that they're just people running around, but they need to wear helmets for what they're doing.
Right, yeah.
You know, it's incredible the amount of force that they can use running into each other and knocking each other over. And so near the end of Alan Pastrana's tenure as quarterback for the Denver Broncos, in other words, the period of time that he was there, we sometimes talk about university professors having tenure. It means that they have been there for a long time and they have a long-term contract basically with the schools. So in other words, it's sort of the amount of time that you're working somewhere.
Well, it's interesting to me that he was 26 then. We see in line six when his NFL career ended. Uh-huh. That's right, Naomi, very young. And in fact, I believe the concussion ended his career. And so that was it. He was done.
Right.
So he goes from the pinnacle of his career, being a quarterback in the NFL, and at age 26, he's done.
Right.
So that shows you that being a sports star is not always that great, and it can end like that.
Well, I've heard a lot about how your average professional sports player doesn't have a very long career expectancy.
Right.
You know, their tenure is usually quite short, but 26 is especially young.
Yeah, and I mean, especially he was only in the NFL for 2 years. So I think, I mean, it takes a toll on your body, all that physical contact and that bashing. And we see here that concussions can be quite serious. And later on, we find out that he goes from being a very tough guy to being a super emotional, super sensitive, the most huggy man you'd ever see.
So in addition to the physical damage, there's this personality change.
Right. And actually, this can happen with any kind of head trauma, any kind of injury. It happened to a college roommate of mine. She was in a car accident, and it very much changed her personality, even though she was okay. Mm-hmm. And so that's what happened to Mr. Pastrana here. I actually read up a little bit on him, and I discovered that after his career ended, he tried to coach. He tried to be a professional coach, but his attitude was so laid back that they fired him. They weren't impressed with his work ethic.
Mm-hmm. Now, huggy coaches don't work in the NFL.
Right.
They want a guy who's like a drill sergeant out there screaming at his soldiers.
Right.
And they don't want somebody who's super sensitive or hugging them.
So this injury didn't only affect his career as an NFL player, but also in the industry.
Yeah.
It really changed the course of his life.
Yeah. Well, we go on then to learn about then Travis Pastrana, and as far as did he learn anything or from his uncle or not, Campbell?
Well, it says that he doesn't only know about concussions because of his uncle. He actually, by his estimates, has suffered more than 50 concussions in his own action sports career. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, I think after the first one, I'd be like, okay, I'm done.
The question, Bill, that you phrased was interesting. Has he learned from his uncle? I mean, he knows what happened with his uncle, but I wonder if he's learned from it.
I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I don't think he has. And for many athletes, and I'm not saying this is true for him, I don't know enough about him, but there is the lure of money and fame. Right. And they are willing to put up with this. And not just in extreme sports, but the NFL.
Right.
So he's had 50 concussions in his own action sports career. And he goes on to explain it even further.
Well, he does say, I've had concussions literally on a weekly basis. Literally meaning I'm not exaggerating here. I really have had one nearly every week. Mm-hmm. But he says, I'm still as normal as possible. That kind of phrase doesn't really inspire a lot of hope in me that he really is normal. Because as normal as possible is not the same as I'm functioning
normal,
at in a perfect way, you know.
Right.
Well, he's, you know, and that's today.
Right.
That is today. I think he's 29 or 30 years old. That's today.
You know, that's another good point because I've heard studies and research and interviews with NFL stars from years past who seemed okay. And
right.
then later on they had issues.
Yeah, the issue is that with multiple concussions is that later on it actually can lead to all sorts of things, early dementia,
right.
and where the guys can't even function. And
right.
there's been a real real problem recently with former NFL players committing suicide who had suffered multiple concussions.
Right.
So.
And what's interesting is he says that he estimates. I mean, he doesn't really know for sure. You know, it's the idea that
yeah.
he probably hasn't gotten checked out, you know, and he just probably, well, okay, that hurt, and let's keep going, you know,
right.
and he doesn't really know for sure how hurt he really has been.
Yeah. All right. Well, there he is right there at the bottom of page 38. So he says he's still as normal as possible. Still, Travis, we go in to find out a little bit more about his background.
Well, he began riding motocross at 4 years old. And now, well, at the time of this article, he's 28. And he's had to overcome numerous concussion-related effects, including memory lapse, vision loss, weeks of nausea, and months of fatigue. Sounds like a whole lot of fun.
Well, you know, the interesting thing about concussions is normally if we see a guy hurt his knee or arm in an accident or in a game, it's very obvious what the problem is.
Right.
You know, the guy's arm's broken or he can't walk on an ankle. But with concussions, it's not so obvious. The person still is kind of upright and walking around, but we don't really understand all of these things as far as like the memory lapses.
Sure. So motocross is basically a type of racing on a special motorcycle that involves often very rough ground, some jumps, some, you know, like going up on the side and down hills and up hills. And it's very exciting to watch, but very dangerous. And when you wipe out on one of those, it can very much hurt you.
Right.
Well, yeah. An
yeah.
example there is page 39 is a typical, looks like a motocross motorcycle, mm-hmm. and they use those for jumping also, but there's no protection. And unfortunately, these races, they do have a lot of accidents.
Right, especially when you attempt the kind of things that Travis has. He has set records for trying things for the first time, doing all kinds of tricks and flips and switches and all sorts of stuff. So that means he's very, very adventurous in what he does. He doesn't just compete to be equal.
Right.
He tries to be a leader in his field
right.
at his own peril.
Yeah. And I mean, he must love what he does because, I mean, to suffer all these things and still to keep going, I wouldn't do this in the first place.
No.
But, I mean, if I did, I think after just one of these things, I'd be like, okay, I'm done. I wouldn't want to experience more.
And one other word here, nausea, because we can experience nausea in many things, not just concussions, right,
right.
Campbell?
Yeah, for sure. Nausea is when you feel sick, you know, you feel like you want to throw up. You know, sometimes I get nausea when I travel on an airplane. You know, women get nausea when they're pregnant. This is where that feeling of just being sick to your stomach.
Yeah. Interesting that would come from a head injury.
Mm-hmm.
But we can see how profound the impact is throughout the body, the damage to the brain. Okay, let's have our second reading for today.
Just a part of the game. Though traumatic head injuries are more often associated with football and hockey, they are an issue that many action sports athletes must also face. But how concussions are perceived around action sports, whose pinnacle event is the X Games, is an altogether different issue. Many athletes say they consider concussions as simply part of the sport, So much so that BMX pioneer Matt Hoffman says it's not really talked about. Travis Pastrana is well aware of the signs to look for from a concussion, yet Pastrana says when doctors ask how an athlete is doing, the response is often dishonest. You can be about to throw up and so tired you can't even keep your eyes open, and you're like, "I'm fine, coach, put me in."
Okay, just a part of the game is the title of this section. And how do we start, Naomi?
Well, traumatic head injuries. So these kinds of concussions and so on, anything trauma can be any kind of severe injury. They are more often associated with football and hockey. So these are things that we've heard about before, but not in this context.
Yeah, in those sports, and of course, ironically, they both wear helmets in them. But there's so much contact. It's actually part of the game. It's designed into it. And so these guys are very vulnerable.
Right. Well, and we're very familiar. We've been talking about football players a lot. With hockey players, you know, if you drew a picture of a hockey player, one of the things that would give it away is that he's missing teeth. You know, like it's just expected in some of these sports. But we don't often think about action sports athletes also facing this issue.
Yeah. The traumatic head injuries, they are an issue that many action sports athletes must also face. But
the thing is, the way they perceive concussions around action sports is different. And here it talks about also the X Games. Earlier we mentioned the X Games. This is the pinnacle event of this, the action sports genre, which means just that this is the most successful point. This is what all the athletes are gearing towards and hoping to compete in. And the way they look at the concussions in these games is very different.
I would say, at least in the football league and the hockey league, there has been a greater awareness because it's an organization and there are teams involved and they have devoted medical staffs. And whereas this is an individual sport, these X Games, these extreme sports, and it's almost like these guys are just kind of on their own. Mm-hmm. They're it. And if they can make it, great. And if they don't make it, well, nobody really cares. and if you lose your mind along the way, so what? Nobody cares.
Well, maybe they're just not paying as close attention. Maybe you can kind of get away with it here. One of the reasons why they suggest, many athletes say they consider concussions as simply part of the sport. It's just the culture there is different. They say, well, of course you got a concussion. We all get them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you'll notice this even if you hang out around a skate park, you'll notice kids with broken arms and so on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's part of the deal. When you want to learn to skateboard and you really want to get good, you're going to hurt yourself. Like, mm-hmm. It's just expected.
Okay. Well, that has been the case, too, in the other sports, hockey and football. The players, they're also, I've read articles, they're like, well, I've gone back into games with concussions because that's just part of the game. Now, we see in line 13 that the athletes do consider it part of the sport, so much so that
that BMX pioneer Matt Hoffman says it's not really talked about. So BMX here, we're talking about another extreme sport where they ride bicycles in a similar way to motocross, where they do tricks and stuff on the bicycle. And Matt Hoffman says that these concussions, they don't really talk about them. It's like, oh, I hit my head. But, you know, they don't, you know, go and be like, oh, this was the worst thing. It's just, they just kind of like, yeah, I just hit my head. It was kind of like no big deal.
Well, I think part of it also is there's this ego. There's these guys there, and they're all these young guys, and everybody wants to be tough. Nobody wants to admit, oh, I got hurt last week.
Mm. Well, I think there's also something that happens within any culture of any kind of sports or activities where certain things are commonplace.
Right.
And so people on the inside loop talk about them, but other people aren't always aware. And just for example, when I started running and I started reading magazines about it and checking out web forums, they're talking about, you know, getting bleeding feet and mm-hmm. blisters and all these kinds of injuries you can yep. sustain while running marathons. And I thought, I have never heard about this until yeah. I got into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's part of the issue here.
Yeah.
They don't want to give the sport a bad name because enough people are already uncertain about this kind of extreme sports.
Yeah.
And so they talk about it together, but maybe not to the press.
Yeah. And I wonder if it's also maybe, I mean, I don't know a lot about these extreme sports, but I wonder if it is maybe a rite of passage, kind of the idea that, oh, you got your first concussion. Congratulations,
mm.
you know?
Yeah, part of being the club. Right. Now you're in. Yeah. Okay, now we go back to Travis Pastrana in our last paragraph for today.
It says he is well aware of the signs to look for from a concussion. So he knows that you have to be careful. He knows how to handle a concussion. He knows how it works.
Okay, and some of those signs we mentioned earlier, the memory lapses, vision loss, nausea. Yet, Pastrana says what?
Well, he says that they, and he confesses this, that they tend to be dishonest when they talk to doctors. You know, they can know that they maybe have suffered from a concussion, but they'll just say, hey, no big deal, put me back in. I want to go. I want to compete.
Yeah, and this is the same in these other sports, too. I've heard the same thing. The players go off the side of a football game or hockey game. Oh, I'm okay. I'm okay. Ready to go. And they'll actually lie about how they feel because they want to be in the game. And we finish with a quote from him.
Well, he's talking about a couple of the symptoms. One of them is, as we mentioned, nausea. And one of them is fatigue. And he's noting both of those. You can be about to throw up and so tired you can't keep your eyes open. So those two things are going to be signs that you very likely do have a concussion. So the smart thing to do would be to take a break and go see the doctor.
Yeah. That would be the smart thing to do.
Yeah.
But...
but they don't. They say, I'm fine. Put me back in.
Well, there's too much on the line for them. It might be a monetary reward. There might be, you know, just the chance to win the title.
And ego. I mean, you know, they want to look tough. They want to be tough. And their fans expect them to be tough, too.
Well, also, there's not only the money from winning, too, but there's also sponsorship money that's involved with this. And Travis Pastrana has several sponsors, companies that pay him to put their logos on his hats and shirts and everything. And sponsors can be very demanding also. And they want performance because they're paying big money.
Right.
They might be paying $100,000, $200,000 U.S. dollars just to put their name on it, the sleeve of his racing outfit. And so they don't want to hear from Travis Pastrana, oh, I've got a stomach ache.
Right.
They want to know, all right, when are you going out there and doing the triple flip
with
our name?
Yeah.
So they get pressure all sorts of ways, internal and external. Well, listeners, thanks for joining us for day one of It's Not All Fun and Games. Come on back tomorrow. We'll see you then.